Rumours by Emily Reader. Part 1.
Jesus! How long have you been there?
Longer than you.
Sorry, I thought you were a ghost or a burglar or something. Must be the dress.
My dress makes me look like a burglar?
No, not at all. I meant because it's white. It could be like a ghost or something. You know.
Sorry, I know what you meant. I was just messing. It never seems to come across right.
Enjoying the party?
I'll give you 3 guesses.
Well, you're sitting outside by yourself, so I'm going to go with no.
No shit, Sherlock.
Would you like a beer?
I have a boyfriend.
I just have a spare drink and I thought you might like it.
Isn't it for someone else?
It was one for me and one for me, but now it's one for you.
Thanks.
I'm Sam, by the way.
I know. Sally.
I know. So, where's the boyfriend?
He couldn't come.
And the party's full of his friends.
Another case solved, detective. God, why do people drink this stuff?
Oh, well, you know, it's got that nice malty flavour. You know, the hops, and the alcohol. It's cheap.
Fair enough.
I can get you something else, save you braving that bunch again.
Don't worry about it.
It's no trouble, I was going to get another for myself anyway.
Seriously, it's fine.
Sorry, did I do something wrong?
No, just why are you paying attention to me?
I'm not the biggest fan of crowds, the cliques, you know, so I thought I'd come out here. And I didn't just want to stand and stare at you silently, that would be weird. If I'm bothering you, I'll go. It's fine. I wasn't having fun anyway.
I'll have a rum and coke.
What?
Or whatever's left, really.
I thought you wanted to be gone.
I want a drink, and I don't want to go back in there.
Yeah, not even going to pretend to be nice.
Do you want me to flutter my eyelashes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be something. Where are you going?
I was just coming to find you. Thought you might need help with the drinks.
You weren't leaving?
No.
Do you really expect me to believe that? Do you think I don't know what people say about me? I don't know why I bothered coming. Do you know why I really came out here?
Because people were talking about you?
Because no one was talking. Anytime I go near anyone, they go silent. The only reason you're speaking to me is because I'm basically trapped you in this garden. Or you don't know.
I haven't heard any details or anything like that.
Look, if you just want to go, just go. I'm sorry I bothered you.
Fuck it.
So, what happens now?
I don't usually plan my conversations in advance.
Well, why did you come if you knew it would only be your boyfriend's friends?
We were meant to come together.
Oh.
It's nothing like that. His parents are in town.
Have you met them?
Does it matter?
No. Sorry.
Sorry. Alcohol makes me... never mind. Anyway, I thought I'd come meet his friends. He hasn't really introduced me to anyone, but he's already met my friends, so I thought I'd... redress the balance, I guess.
Right. Looks like that's going well.
You'll want to talk. Don't they seem like a bunch of...
wankers?
I was going to go with twats, but wankers will do. Still, I should be getting to know them. If they matter to Harry, that should matter to me, right?
You going to go in then?
Yeah.
I'm one of his friends.
Sorry?
We have a few lectures together.
And you didn't think to mention this before?
I didn't think it mattered.
I guess it doesn't. Does he ever talk about me?
Well, you guys are a bit of a power couple, you know. Especially with your names.
What?
You know, When Harry Met Sally. The film.
Oh, right. You haven't answered my question, though.
What?
What does he say about me?
I don't know if I should say.
Well, you have to now.
It's not a big deal.
Then tell me.
He just brags about you.
Brags?
Well, I guess you could call it complimenting. He likes to tell people what you're like.
Okay.
And what you've done. Together.
You don't mean...
I can't remember anything word for word, but it wasn't particularly...
What?
Respectful.
Oh God, you've got to be kidding.
It's not that bad.
Oh, isn't it now? Do you have any idea what gossip like that can do to a person?
Well...
What?
Nothing.
Your situation is different.
Worse, you mean?
Don't turn this into a pity party.
I don't want pity.
Then why are you even here?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
You haven't even asked me if it's true, what people are saying.
I didn't think you wanted to talk about it.
Are you afraid of me?
What?
That's a yes.
I'm listening.
I was dating this girl back at school. It was her first time, mine too. But it was something we both wanted. Both of us, I swear. And it was all fine. It all went, well, you know, how these things usually go. A bit awkward.
Her parents found out about me and blew the whole thing out of proportion. Thought I was preying on their poor innocent daughter. They banned her from seeing me, even threatened to prosecute at one point, which was ridiculous. Just a scare tactic, I think. But word got out about it, and now everyone has completely the wrong idea about me, and I'm completely stuck, and I just don't know what to do.
Why don't you tell people the truth, or get the girl to say something?
Are you saying you believe me?
Just answer the question.
I thought responding to it would make it worse. And she won't talk to me.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm fucking sure.
Okay. Sorry I asked.
The truth is, I'm worried her parents have manipulated her somehow. Made her believe I coerced her or something. But it was so good what we had. What if she's forgotten? I've been thinking maybe I should just start again. Drop out. Move somewhere where no one knows me. No one in there is going to change their minds about me now.
That seems a bit extreme.
You don't know what it's been like. There have been times when... Well, you know, it's been hard. Sorry, you came here for a good time. Not to listen to all this.
I don't think I'm missing out on anything. And it sounds like you needed someone to talk to.
I guess it's been a while. You should get that.
Hey. Yeah, I'm fine. I was just checking in. What noise? Oh, I'm out for a walk. I think there's a party going on nearby. I just wanted some air, that's all. I know it's late. Seriously, it's all good. No, don't come over. We'll talk tomorrow. Tomorrow, Harry. Good night.
Harry doesn't know you're here?
You really are, Sherlock. Look, I'll talk to him in the morning. Everything's just a bit messy right now. I don't want him seeing me like this.
What are you going to do?
What is this, problem-solving hour?
Is that a thing?
Piss off, I'm drunk.
Look, it'll all be better in the morning, probably.
You know, I only did those things with Harry because I thought they'd make him like me more. It's not like I'm kinky or anything. I'm not that kind of person. I guess I just wanted to be sexy or sexual or something. No one's ever thought of me like that before. Or at least I don't think they have. I'm sick of being seen only one way. It's stupid, I know.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm oversharing.
No, it's not that. I thought he'd made it all up.
What?
Well, stuff Harry said. I thought he was lying to show off.
Shit. No, shit, please don't laugh. God, that's so embarrassing. Does everybody think he's lying?
It's hard to say. So you really can get your legs all the way.
Yes.
And you can...
Yes, please stop talking about it.
Sorry, I'm just impressed. Seriously.
Shut up.
I mean, you must have had to do some training to...
Please.
Sally, I'm sorry, I didn't realise. I was just messing around. I'm sure everyone thinks he's lying.
Please don't tell anyone.
I promise I won't. No one believes him anyway. He's always spouting crap. Can I get you a napkin or something?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Thanks. What is it, Harry? You're where? Jesus, I told you not to come over. I'm not even back yet. I know it's late. I'll be home soon. No, don't. Wait. Of course I'm not at that stupid party. I don't know anyone there. Drunk? Of course I'm not drunk. I told you there's no point going to that party. It must be nearly over now. No, I didn't hear anything. No, Harry, don't. Shit.
Couldn't find any napkins, but I got some loo roll. Do you think?
I have to go. Harry's coming.
He knows you're here? How?
He just called. I said I was still out walking, but I don't think I'm very convincing when I'm drunk. He was waiting outside my house in the middle of the night. Doesn't that strike you as creepy?
I think he's just worried. Let me walk you home.
I can't walk home. That's the route he'll be walking.
We could go to mine?
No.
We can wait somewhere for a while you finish your walk. Then you can go home.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Harry!
Shit. Check if it's him?
I'm pretty certain it is.
Is there a garden gate or something?
I think the only way out is through the house.
Okay, I'm gonna hide. If he comes out here, say you're by yourself and you haven't seen me, okay?
Okay.
Hey mate, have you seen Sally around?
No, sorry.
It's you.
Indeed.
Sorry I asked. Hang on, that's Sally's jacket.
Everyone has those jackets at the moment. You know, girls and their fashion.
It's got her ID in the pocket. You sure you haven't seen her?
Positive.
Well, if you do, tell her I'm looking for her. I have her jacket.
That was me.
Gossip Girl?
It's ironic.
Show me your phone.
I don't think it's really any of your business. Oh my goodness, Sally! I had no idea you...
You can stop now, Sam.
Yes, sorry.
So you were lying to me?
Yes, but...
And you're helping her? What the fuck is going on?
It's nothing to do with him.
No, I think it fucking is. It's the middle of the night, you're pissed, and you're hiding a gun with a creep at the party you said you wouldn't go to. What do you expect me to think?
You're making it sound worse than it is. Sam just happened to be here, we were just talking.
Be honest to me, is he telling you to say these things?
This is just a misunderstanding.
Don't even think about defending yourself. You stayed the fuck away from my girlfriend.
Harry!
Don't think I don't know what you're playing at. You trap Sam in the garden, you get a shit-faced, and then what?
Please, Harry, stop this. I don't need you to defend me.
Do you understand he's not safe to be around?
You're not exactly a saint yourself.
Excuse me?
I know what you've been saying to your friends about me. That stuff is private, Harry.
Is this what he told you? Can't you see he's lying?
Then how does he know details?
Look, I just tell people how gorgeous you are, that's all.
Gorgeous with my legs spread? If you didn't want me here, why didn't you invite me out with your parents? Is that all I am?
Look,
to
Sal,
you?
You're drunk. You don't know what you're saying. Let's get you home.
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Please just leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you.
Maybe you should give her a moment.
Maybe you should fuck off.
Please, Harry, just leave.
Not leaving you here in this state or with him.
Then I'm leaving.
There's no way I'm letting you walk home alone.
I can walk her home.
Did you not fucking hear anything I said?
I just want some space.
I'll call an Uber.
Why are you still here?
Would you both just shut up? I'm going to the loo, okay? I think I can manage by myself.
Why the hell were you talking shit about me?
I could ask you the same thing. I'm wondering, what does it taste like?
What?
Your own medicine.
Fuck off. Are you jealous, is that it? You want what I've got?
You know this isn't about Sally.
I know you were asking my mates about me tonight, asking where I was.
I wanted to talk to you.
You thought you could defend yourself, did you? Or persuade Sally you're just misunderstood?
Harry, you were my friend and you never even asked if it was true. You just decided that it was your right to make my life hell.
I wasn't going to let you roam around when there are vulnerable women out there, which reminds me, you were meant to be leaving.
Get off! Harry? Fuck.
What did you do?
Nothing, he was the one who grabbed me.
Then how did he end up unconscious?
It was an accident. You've got to believe me. Harry, can you hear me? How many fingers am I holding up?
Does it matter?
I don't know. It's just what they do in films.
Should I get help?
We're fine.
I swear it was an accident.
I think you should go.
Sally, how do you think the rumours followed me to uni?
What do you mean?
You shut your mouth.
Harry was at school with me. He's the one who first spread the lie, when he knows I would never do something like that.
I've only been telling people the truth. I had to warn people to keep them safe.
You've known me for years. My parents are friends. How could you believe it?
Because it's always the guy who gets believed and the girl who gets blamed.
Did you even talk to Jess?
It wasn't my place to ask.
Then it wasn't your place to talk. Do you have any idea what it's been like for me? You've wrecked everything. Sally, please.
So, neither of you have talked to each other about this? And you haven't talked to the girl? Don't you think that might be the first step?
I told you she won't listen to me.
I could talk to her.
She doesn't know you.
She might talk to you, Harry.
No way, I'm not doing that.
Why? Because you might not like what she has to say?
Because it's intrusive.
If you send her a message now, she can always say no or ignore you. But if Sam's telling the truth, it could
You're seriously defending him?
Harry, you might have caused a lot of damage to someone who may not deserve
it. You might defending someone who deserves to be in jail.
Get out your phone and we'll find out.
There. Done. Happy?
Yes.
Happy feels like the wrong word for this situation.
Can we please leave?
One more thing.
You've got to be kidding me.
If I'm right, you tell everyone.
Fine.
And you don't discuss our sex life with anyone again.
We're really talking about this now.
Would you still like a sex life?
Alright, let's go for God's sake.
Just give me a minute.
Really? I'll see you out front.
I'm sorry about him. Unless he's right about you, then I guess I'm not.
Do you think he's right for you?
Can we not do this now?
Sorry, just looking out for you.
I think I've had quite enough of that for one day.
Sure. Well, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm happy to be that person.
I'll let you know if Jess replies. That's her name, right?
Yeah.
Did Harry know her well?
Oh, we were all at school together. He actually tried to ask her out before I did.
So that's what this is about?
I don't think he's that petty. He just cares about her. He's trying to do the right thing. I get that. I just wish he trusted me. I didn't think I came across as the kind of person capable of anything like that.
I think that's kind of the point.
Thank you, by the way. If Harry can actually change some minds, it might make everything bearable.
I guess we'll see.
Rumours was written, edited, and produced by Emily Reader. It stars Alex O'Brien Tier as Sam, Jack Greenall as Harry, and Fran Elizabeth as Sally.